Speaking of numbers, as mentioned at the start of the show, the Seymour idea to slash cabinet and government departments is the government's third best idea of the week, I think. Too many departments, too many portfolios, an awful lot of meaningless titles. 82 ministerial portfolios, 28 ministers, 41 separate government departments. Now, the New Zealand Initiative Executive Director, Oliver Hartwich, is with us on this. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
See, and from your work, you tell us that MB report to 19 different ministers. How mad is that? They must know that's mad, mustn't they?
Of course. I mean, it's completely mad. We have more ministers, of course, in charge of MB than Ireland has in its entire cabinet. So you can see the madness straight there.
In looking at Ireland or Norway, do we want to improve, or is this just comfortable to run a whole lot of people, give them a whole lot of jobs, and you can appease a whole lot of egos?
No. We want to be more like Norway. We want to be more like Ireland, or indeed many other countries around the world. In fact, I don't know any country, maybe Australia, that runs its government like New Zealand. We have really created something special here, but it doesn't work. When you look at Norway, for example, you have one minister for one government department in charge of one ministerial portfolio, and it works. In New Zealand, of course, we split all sorts of things just for the sake of actually creating some portfolios, keeping some politicians happy, making sure the coalition partner is happy. But the result of that is something that doesn't make sense. For example, we have a minister of housing, but we also have a minister of building and construction. These are two different people, as if these two issues wouldn't have anything to do with each other. Or if you're serving in the armed forces, your minister is Judith Collins as the defense minister. Once you retire from the armed forces, your minister is Chris Peng, because that's Veterans Affairs. And so we split all these different things into micro portfolios to the point it doesn't make any sense. And finally, the current government, of course, created more portfolios in the reshuffle we had earlier this year. Yeah. So now we have an economic growth portfolio, which is held by the Minister of Finance, whose responsibility economic growth was in the first place. So it doesn't make sense.
Anything to do with MMP, in other words, because of the electoral system, we need more people?
A little bit to do with MMP because, of course, nowadays we have a lot of coalition negotiations and it makes it just an attractive option to create more micro portfolios to keep the coalition partner happy. But then again, if you go through the history, you can see that the trend towards more ministerial portfolios started before we even got MMP.
Here's your real problem, though, not only number of portfolios, but talent. The more portfolios you have, the more people involved, you're stretching your talent pool, aren't you?
Exactly. And I think actually you shouldn't need more than 15, maybe 20 ministers. I heard Ruth Richardson actually recently saying she thinks we could do with 12. And I think she's got a point. Yeah. Currently, we've got under 30, and I think that's way too many.
Good on you, Oliver. You have a good weekend. Appreciate it. Oliver Hartwich out of the New Zealand Initiative. As I said at the start of the show, if Seymour can pull this off, he's about to become Deputy Prime Minister. I don't know that that necessarily means anything. But if he can pull this off, he deserves a medal, if not beatification.